The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him closely. He told a parable to those who had been invited. Notice how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline a table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him. And the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends and your brothers, or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Every time I go to one of those fancy banquets and I get to sit at one of the head tables, I always walk out with something. I always get stuff. A Red Sox ticket, free round of golf at an exclusive private course, a donation to the church, a second-hand car for the seminary. And the reason why is because the rich, they love to donate to the church. They love to support the clergy. But Jesus just told me, no, don't go to one of the head tables. Go to the back. Go to the back of the room. Now, what? Are you kidding me? I said, I don't go to banquets for the food. I go to the banquets to get stuff. But the reason why Jesus asked me to go to the back is because that's where the have-nots hang out. And if I sit with the have-nots, I am not a receiver. I have the opportunity to become a giver. You know, when I was in high school, I was invited to go to Medfield State Hospital to help on the Sunday morning to transport the patients to the main pavilion for the Sunday Mass. And so when I got there, I teamed up with Billy. Billy was a young man who was in a wheelchair and he was paralyzed from the neck down. He had very limited use of his hands and he had a speech impediment. Most of the time I was with Billy that day, he was slouched over asleep in his chair. At the end of Mass, I brought Billy back to his room, dropped him off there, and I joined the volunteers and the staff for free coffee and donuts, and I mingled with them and got to know the volunteers. But the next Sunday, after Mass, I didn't drop Billy off and have donuts with the volunteers. I stayed with Billy. I stayed with him, and as I was there, they brought him his lunch. And so I says, "Oh, Billy, well, I can help you with, you know, eat your lunch." So I took the fork and I harpooned a couple of string beans and I put them up to his mouth and he went, "No." I said, "No." So I took the fork and tapped the chicken. I says, "You want this?" "No." I said, "No, you're not going to go for the delicious chocolate pudding before you eat your vegetables." And at that moment was the first time I saw Billy laugh. It was the first time Billy saw me laugh. And we hit it off. I found out that the most important part of the day, the most happiest part of the day, was mealtime. And I also found out that his favorite meal was hamburgers, french fries, and anything that had chocolate in it. So when I left, I said to him, "Billy, I'm bringing the lunch next time." So I returned that Sunday, and when I did, he wasn't slumped over in his wheelchair like you usually see him, asleep. This time, he was waiting at the front door for me. That was a great moment. I've never forgot it. My point is that Christ is right. Happiness is in the back of the hall. Happiness is for the where you have the have-nots. Happiness is at the bottom. Because it's there that you can become the giver. And it's also there where you will receive much more than you'll ever give.